Miss Riley. Riley. Oh, Mrs. Riley? Hi, I'm here to bring you your medication.
You. It's you. I knew the day was coming.
Huh?
What's your name?
Mandy.
Mandy? Oh. That's not it. What are you doing here?
I'm volunteering. Here's your medication. I'll get you some water.
There's something I have to do.
I know. Take your medication.
No. It's something bigger.
What?
What did you say your name was?
Mandy.
Mandy. Stay in and talk with me, Mandy. Would you?
All right.
You have to help me figure out what I'm supposed to do.
How would I do that?
Just sit. You reminded me of something. Someone. But it's gone. I have to think.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Riley, but...
Would you hand me my paintbrushes in the box there? Please, hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I have to remember. I promised.
She keeps talking about something being very important.
Oh, I get so angry with myself.
What's so important, Mrs. Riley?
What in the world is going on here?
Strange, Dr. Jennings. Sometimes she talks about the past, well, like it was yesterday, but then she can't remember what we did 5 minutes ago.
That's normal for patients like Agnes. They can behave so normally that you wonder why she's in here. And then the next minute, she's lost in her own thoughts, her own world, and as helpless as a child.
She keeps talking about something being very important, but I don't know what it means.
It's anyone's guess what she's thinking, but... glad you're around. Agnes likes you. I think you'll be good for her.
How is she doing today?
Better. She's calmed down. Painting like there's no tomorrow, but at least she's not so agitated now.
Can I visit her?
Definitely. I'll see you after you finish your morning rounds.
Okay. Bye. Mrs. Riley.
Oh, come in, Mandy.
Okay. Oh, another painting. What's this one gonna be?
A train. Did I tell you my husband used to fix train cars?
Your husband?
Mm-hmm. Wilbur Lee. But this isn't one of his trains. This is another one.
Is your husband still alive?
Oh, yes. He's probably out back in the garden.
Out back?
Don't tell him this, but I'm planning a little party for him. His birthday is coming up. It's on the calendar.
It is? Oh, your calendar is still on July. It's the 2nd of August now. I'll change it.
Well, thank you, dear.
Oh, is his birthday today?
No, it's the 28th. Why do you ask?
You have the date circled.
I do.
Uh-huh. And you've written J-O underneath.
J-O? That's it! J-O! Does that mean anything to you?
No.
I should know what that means. What does it mean? What is it?
Somebody's initials?
No. But it's very important.
Important how?
And it's happening today. I have to remember. I promised. Oh, I get so angry with myself.
It's okay, Mrs. Riley. Calm down.
August 2nd, J. Oh, August. I have to remember.
We'll talk about it. Maybe it'll come back.
I don't want to talk about it. We do too much talk around here. I have to think. Why can't I think? August 2nd, Gee, wait a minute. I know what I need.
What?
Can you pull that chair up to the closet?
Okay.
Wait, just steady it for me. I don't want to fall down.
Mrs. Riley, what are you doing? Wait. I don't think you should be standing up there.
Oh, I have to find something.
Oh, look, if you just get down.
Oh, it's not here.
Mrs. Riley, please get down. Oh, I'd better go get Dr. Jennings.
What if your kids could spend 2 weeks in Odyssey? They can with a two-week free trial in the Adventures in Odyssey Club, a place for 8 to 12-year-olds and their families to explore endless character-building and faith-filled adventures in an online club. Find over 800 Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas, plus exclusive member episodes, video content, online activities, devotionals, and more. Start your two-week free trial today. Just go to aioclub.org/free trial. It might become your kid's new favorite place.
Mr. Riley.
Oh, hello, Mandy. What are you doing here?
Volunteering. What are you doing here?
I've come to see Agnes. Dr. Jennings called.
You know her?
Well, I sure hope so. She's my wife.
Mrs. Riley is your wife?
Last I checked. Didn't the name Riley give you a clue?
I guess it should have, but she kept saying her husband's name was Wilbur.
Oh, well, that was her first husband. He died 30 years ago. She gets mixed up sometimes. So, what's wrong with her? Do you know why the doctor called me?
She got a little upset.
Upset? What about?
It's hard to explain. You better talk to Dr. Jennings.
I'd like to see Agnes first. Agnes, it's me, Tom.
Hello, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, come on in. Hello, Mandy. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Agnes. How are you? Look at all the paintings.
Mandy, please be a dear and hand me another brush.
Here you go. That's a beautiful painting. Is it a maple tree?
It is. I just finished one of the lake.
Well, these weren't here the last time I came. Did you paint all of them in the last week? Agnes?
She painted all of them in the last 2 days.
Really? I never knew she could paint so fast. Agnes, why are you in such a hurry?
It's very important.
Well, what is? Agnes?
What's so important, Mrs. Riley?
I have to remember. There's something I have to do today.
Today?
Ever since I came in a few days ago, she's been talking about something important. And then she started talking about something that's supposed to happen today. She has it circled on her calendar. See?
J-O. J-O. Well, I wonder what that means.
I asked, but she can't remember. And look at this.
That's her favorite watch. She won't get a new one, even though the battery won't work.
But look, the date is set to August 2nd. And that's not all. She wrote the date in lipstick on her mirror.
Oh, I don't get it. Agnes, please tell me, what's happening today? What in the world is going on here?
I have to find out. It's almost time.
Well, don't get yourself worked up. Maybe I better talk to Dr. Jennings now. Stay with her, will you, Mandy?
Sure. Mrs. Riley, maybe you could talk to me about your paintings.
I don't have time. I have to go somewhere.
So Mandy told you everything that's happened?
Mostly, I think. What's wrong with Agnes, Doc? I could barely get her to talk to me. She's never done that before. Even when she can't remember who I am, she'll usually say something to me.
We don't know. For some reason, Mandy's the only one she'll connect with lately.
It's strange.
And you have no idea why today is so important. A birthday? An anniversary of some sort?
It doesn't mean anything to me, but I can check into it. Maybe go through some of her old calendars. She collected them. She has quite a few.
It might help, Agnes, if you would. Help her to sort things out in her mind. Give her some peace.
Well, I'll get right on it.
Thank you.
Whit?
Oh, hi, Tom. Hello, Mandy.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Thanks for coming so quickly. I was afraid you wouldn't be able to get away.
Oh, well, Jack was there and agreed to watch the shop. I guess Joanne is out of town and he closed his place while the floor's being redone. But anyway, how can I help?
Grab a calendar from that stack.
All right.
Mandy and I have already started looking.
Okay. What am I looking for?
Anything important in the month of August. Specifically, anything referring to J.O.
Okay. And you said on the phone that this will help Agnes?
We hope so.
Here's something, Mr. Riley. Take a look.
It's the same thing she has on her calendar at Hillingdale.
J.O.
And it's August 2nd.
Yes, but this calendar's 20 years old.
So I should be looking at August 2nd on these calendars?
Well, let's see. I'm not sure. Seems like as good a place to start as any.
Well, there's nothing for August 2nd on this one.
How old is it?
17 years.
I wonder why it's not marked down every year if the date is so important. Wait a minute. 20 years ago, I broke my back. So she made this entry around the time she was helping take care of me.
Well, could J.O. be a reference to that?
No, I'm not seeing how it connects.
I asked Agnes if it was initials, and she said no.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is again. J.O. Same date. This calendar is from 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, that's when I first took Agnes to Hillingdale.
Well, that's kind of strange, isn't it? That she would mark down when she went to Hillingdale?
Do you remember her talking about August 2nd?
Come to think of it, I do. I remember something strange about that day. On the ride over to Hillingdale, she kept saying she was supposed to go somewhere else. She nearly had a fit when I pulled in because she kept telling me it was the wrong place. But by then, she was awfully confused, and I didn't think about it at the time.
So she's got this date circled 10 years ago and 20 years ago and today. Well, maybe we should check the calendar from 30 years ago.
I don't think we have that one. They only go back as long as we've been married.
And Agnes has never said anything about something in August?
Never.
Huh.
We've been married for 27 years. I know she's never mentioned anything special about that date. I got it. Hello. Dr. Jennings? What? She... But how is that possible? Well, yes. Thank you. We'll be right there.
Is something wrong, Tom?
Agnes is missing.
Blast off into a futuristic journey based on the Book of Acts. Witness sci-fi battles, shipwrecks, earthquakes, bubble ouchies, and God's good news spread throughout the galaxy. It's all in the new graphic novel, Degrees of Kelvin, from Focus on the Family. This exciting story and biblical bonus material will help your kids gain the confidence and skills they need to tell others about the love of Jesus. Degrees of Kelvin. Get your copy today at FocusOnTheFamily.com. That's FocusOnTheFamily.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at AdventuresInOdyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
I can't begin to say how sorry I am.
Forget about that, Doctor. Just tell us what happened.
Well, she was in a state, you know, obsessing about trying to remember whatever it is. And she was determined to come down here to the library. So I authorized the nurse to bring her down.
The library?
Did she say what she was looking for?
Well, she was confused, same as earlier. But she was searching for something. She kept pulling books off the shelves and dropping them on the floor. These here. After about 15 minutes, she went back to her room. I saw her in the hall, and she was very different.
Different? How?
She was ecstatic, singing like she'd been freed from prison. About an hour later, a nurse checked on her, and, well, she wasn't there. A back door was left open.
Oh, boy.
The police are checking the grounds, the roads, everywhere.
Yes, and I'll be joining them.
I think you'll help her more if you stay here.
What do you mean?
I don't believe that Agnes would have left unless she knew where she was going. I'm wondering if she found something in one of the books that set her off. Since you know her better than I do, maybe you could figure out what she found and where she's going.
Well, then let's look. But we've got to hurry.
Does she have any of these books at home, Tom?
I don't recognize any of them.
This is Different Seasons. Does that one ring a bell?
No, sure doesn't. Let's see. This one is The 4 Million by O. Henry. What do you have there, Mandy?
Taxes Made Easy and The Good Investment Guide. Books about money?
This is Of Mice and Men. Certainly a diverse selection.
I don't see a pattern here to any of this. This is just a waste of time.
Wait a minute. Now, everybody just step back.
What is it, Whit?
Look at the book she chose. You notice anything?
Well, they look similar.
Yes, that's my point.
You're right. All of the covers are red.
With gold lettering.
Now, why would Agnes be looking for a book with that specific coloring?
I can't imagine why she'd... Oh, wait a minute. I think I know which book it is. Come on to the house. Red with gold lettering. It's her journals, I know it.
Where are they?
Well, I'm not sure. Would you check under the bed, Mandy?
Sure.
She's got 5 or 6 of them.
I'll check the cabinet.
Now, let me see. Where would she have put them? The longer she's gone, the harder it's going to be to find her.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
I think I may know where they are.
Where?
This morning, she had me move a chair over to the closet so she could stand on it and find something. Maybe she was looking for the journals.
Check the top of the closet.
I think you're onto something, Mandy. Bingo!
The diaries?
It's a box. And if this is what I'm thinking... Yep, she put a bunch of her personal things in this box. Ah, here they are. She's got 5 or 6 of them.
Red with gold lettering.
Yep. And she has kept those since she was a girl. I should have looked here in the first place. Wait a minute. Look, there's a letter shoved in this one.
Yeah, addressed to the Condi Mission in Sri Lanka.
Well, I don't know what that is, but it's marked Attention J-O.
J-O? Oh, that must be the Joe on the calendar. It's somebody she knows.
Now we're getting somewhere.
But the envelope is marked Return to Sender.
You're right.
Tom, I've never seen these pictures of Agnes before.
Well, I'd be surprised if you've seen any pictures of her, Whit. Don't you remember?
Huh?
She hated having her picture taken.
Huh.
In fact, most of the ones we took were with her hand in front of her face. These are probably the only 2 good pictures I have of her.
She's very pretty.
I like to think so. Put these pictures aside, will you, Whit?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Well, the police want a more recent picture of her to circulate. Dr. Jennings said they'd be checking the bus station, the trains, the airport.
Well, she can't get far. She didn't have any money, did she?
I doubt it.
But if they're checking the buses, trains, and planes, how will she get anywhere?
Hey there! Lady, you okay? You really shouldn't be out on the road all alone, honey.
I need a ride.
Oh? Where are you headed?
Loon Lake.
Loon Lake, I declare.
Yes, Loon Lake.
Well, hop in. Good thing for you, I'm going in that direction.
Where is Agnes going? Will Tom, Whit, and Mandy be able to find her? Stay tuned for scenes from our next show. You know, I'd love to hear what you think of the episodes we've been doing lately. Why don't you write to me today? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Pact. That address, once again, is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Pact was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Bob Hoos. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us for our next show.
Well, I just can't help wondering if she's lost or hurt. Half the time she doesn't know where she is, even at Hillendale.
Joey's my best friend.
Oh, this is a waste of time. I should be out looking for her.
Oh, the police are out there, Tom. You're more help here.
Let's go back. But the lake is right there. Besides, I need to find a high point so I can see how to get back to the camp.
You mean you don't know how to get back?
Not really. Joe!
Poor Agnes. When it rains, it pours.
I'm surprised she never said anything to you about it.
She was probably just keeping her a secret. Oh, now what in the world are we going to do now?
Well, don't panic, Tom. Let's just get out and have a look around.
Oh, I hope we can make it there in time.
Well, we won't know unless we try.
So be sure to keep listening to Adventures in Odyssey. Today's episode was about Tom's wife, Agnes. But did you know there's a lot more to the story of Mrs. Riley? She first appeared at Thanksgiving in the episode Thank You, God.
Well, it's about time you two came out of that kitchen.
Well, Agnes, it takes time to cook a good turkey dinner.
That's what I've always tried to tell Tom, Whit. It's not as easy as you thought it was, is it?
Nope, especially on the turkey.
After Thank You, God, it was a long time before we heard from Agnes again. In an episode called The Other Woman, Tom explained what had happened to Agnes in the years in between.
Well, the truth is, my wife suffers from a mental illness, a deep depression that kind of keeps her from being able to cope with all the pressures you and I take for granted.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Riley. I didn't know. Is her condition because of what happened to your son, Timmy?
Well, you know, Agnes is my second wife. I lost my first wife to cancer a year after Timmy died. Agnes lost her husband to the same disease around that time. We met, and I reckon we thought we understood each other, what with losing our spouses like that. When she heard how Timmy died, she got it into her head that we should have a child. Then the doctors finally worked out that she couldn't have children. The news was more than she could stand. Now, that was the start of her problems.
Agnes was living in a mental health center called Hillendale Haven.
Tom, I may be sick, but I'm no fool. I know what my illness has done to you. And I'm sorry, Tom. If I could get better, I would. Not just for my sake, but for yours, my darling. I pray every day, but nothing changes. I am so sorry.
I have no regrets, Agnes. We're in the Lord's hands. I love you. I love you, and I'm so glad you married me. And don't you ever forget that.
Oh, I won't.
Even if you knew all about Agnes, I'll bet there's something else you didn't know. The story of how she and Tom first met. Agnes told this story in Thank You, God. But unfortunately, the show was too long for radio, and we had to cut the story. Let's listen now to this never-before-heard scene.
Well, it's not enough for us to thank God for good things and just accept it when bad things happen. The Apostle Paul told the Ephesians to always give thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I think I know what you mean, Whit. It's like when I broke my leg.
Wait a minute, you're thankful for a broken leg?
That's right. See, I was new in town when it happened. There I was in a strange town, laying flat on my back in a hospital bed, with a broken leg propped up over my head. I gotta tell you, I was feeling pretty sorry for myself. But then, who should walk into my room but this perky little volunteer named Jenny Whittaker?
Whit's wife?
That's right. She snapped me right out of my blues, let me tell you. But that's not all she did. She invited me to start coming to church with her. And the very first Sunday I was there, I met a tall, handsome, friendly, and wonderful usher by the name of...
Tom Riley. You left out humble, dear.
Well, that was 12 years ago, and my life has been one joyride ever since.
Oh, wow. Nice story.
That's great.
Well, I think I'll keep you too, darling.
Oh.
Anyway, that's why I'm thankful for a broken leg.
Well, thank you, Agnes. That was a wonderful example of why we need to thank God for everything. Shows just how he brings something good out of something bad.
Now you know how Tom and Agnes met. But what does the future hold for the two of them? You know the drill. The only way to find out is to keep listening to Adventures in Odyssey.